InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them because they're such disgust people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy. When it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%, not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2 + 2 = 4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated.
The 294th day of the return of the American Republic, and the battle, the war is only intensifying. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide on this Monday, November 10th, 2025 transmission. General Flynn joins us in exactly 29 minutes from now with massive breaking news on the deep state, upcoming indictments against Adam Schiff and others. The DOJ is in full cover-up mode in the pipe bombing investigation J6. All these new documents and videos have been released of the deep state targeting Trump and his supporters. Things are heating up. Stay with us back in 60.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I look in the mirror, all these lines in my face get clearer. The past is gone.
Monday, November 10th, 2025. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. However you listen around the world, just tell everybody they can go to Real Alex Jones on X and the Alex Jones Network on Rumble. Just type my name in, get the live feed, and share it to your email list, your text message list, and tell those you share it with to share it, and tell those they share it with to share it, and so on and so forth to complete the thing the tyrants fear, humanity coming together with truth and information and triggering the chain reaction. All right. We have General Flynn joining us at the bottom of the hour in just about 24 minutes from now, 33 after, and he's got a lot to say about incoming indictments of Adam Schiff and others, the battle inside the government to stop the deep state. I also got a lot of calls last night and this morning from sources on a lot of different key fronts that I'm still processing, but I'll be talking about on air today. But you're about to see big moves on the indictment front. Now, remember, I told you in the first administration, you're not going to see any indictments. And I was the evil black pillar, and I was a bad person, but I was right. I told you this time you will. And I told you who'd be first, and I nailed it. But things are gearing up. Things are lined up. And people like Schiff, Adam Schiff, Pumpkinhead, and Jack Smith, Jackass Smith, and a whole bunch of others are in a lot of trouble. Because the administration has all their email, has their text messages, has it all. And they got it with warrants. But even though Smith and the rest of them erased it all, the NSA stores everything, even when you think you erase it. And the Office of National Intelligence has access to all that and can then legally, when there's a warrant, turn it over. So Trump is in your garbage, Schiff. And you guys never thought Trump would get back in, and you never thought he'd get control of the agencies, at least to the extent he has. And they are in total and complete panic mode right now. And now we have Zoom videos being released of senior State Department talking about how they're using USAID money to fund foreign intelligence agencies and NGOs to attack President Trump and his supporters. Now, we have the documents, and we've known about this, and I was the first to break this almost 9 years ago, literally. But we had the general programs and how they were operating, because we knew their standard operating procedure and had key sources. But in the last 5 years, and particularly the last year, and now with Doge, we have the emails and the and documents and so much more. But there's nothing like having the video of it. There's nothing like having them talk about it. Leaked call exposes State Department-backed color revolution, that's a close quote, with global partners, ex-USAID staff admit coordinating encrypted networks with foreign NGOs against Trump administration. And just more and more and more and more and more of this is coming out. And then you'll ask, well, why don't we ever get this from the Justice Department? Well, there are some task forces. Ed Martin said to me when we were meeting in D.C., he said, listen, he goes, I don't mind the credit, but he said, there's a bunch of other good people in other task forces and groups. He goes, it's hilarious, though, because every time, he goes, I learn about all the other investigations because then the media attacks me and then I get hauled in and asked about it. But in general, what happens is they have this information and good FBI agents have it and people in the DOJ that are good have it. And then they go for an investigation and they start investigating and it gets killed by Todd Blanche. Surprise, surprise, the Democrat Party operative that was Trump's private lawyer, so he trusts him unwisely. And he gets killed. And then Trump finds out about it and gets mad, and then something gets done about it. And you got Obama still running around running these NGOs that are just fronts for U.S. and foreign intelligence, and they front-loaded them when Biden was leaving office, just out of the Department of Energy alone. Remember, Senator Kennedy exposed this, $92 billion in just the 76 days that Trump was president-elect, and in most cases, over two-thirds, as they had hearings on a few months ago. Remember, we played clips of it. Incredible. But there's so much corruption, we just move on from that. That $92 billion is enough to bring down the whole Democratic Party. I mean, it's just unbelievable. In over two-thirds of the cases, there's no paperwork. They just shoot it into bank accounts. Remember the EPA money? And they got the undercover video of the administrator going, yeah, it's like we're just throwing gold bars over the side of the Titanic. Meaning the money, because we're the Titanic, we're the Democrats, so we'll just throw it overboard. Yeah, to themselves. Just happened, GOP secured 60 votes as bill to reopen government advances. So they thought they had the votes, they got it. That's going to pass now and go to the House. We could be seeing the government reopened, as they say, by Thursday. We'll get to that coming up. And the media mainly focuses on the EPA formerly refers financial mismanagement of 20 billion gold bars, Mr. General. That was out of 200 plus billion that disappeared. But that particular 20 billion went into two bank accounts that don't even have names on them. Talk about the heist of the century. And then Kennedy has hearings and they have administrators on, the new head of Department of Energy. They go, actually, it's in our agency, it's 92 billion in the last 76 days of the Biden administration. And they go, it's really hard to investigate because most of the money doesn't even say who it went to. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Now, I know a lot of people in business, and fraud's increasing, just retail fraud, average grassroots fraud. People will hack into your email. They'll pose as you. They'll wait till the code comes for a wire. You'll wire your supplier $100,000. In one case, somebody I know, $800,000. And then a month later, you're like, hey, where's my supplies? And the supplier goes, we never got your money. That's because they can shut out the person you're emailing. They can't see it. They act like you're you or them. This is just a standard phishing fraud, what it's called. And then it's 2-3 weeks later, and the money's already been sent to a bank in wherever, Asia, wherever, and it's gone. Well, imagine the $20 billion, just one little case, from the EPA that went into two bank accounts, and we found out about it 8-9 months later. And then you're like, well, just have the FBI run in there and bust them all. The FBI is not that big, folks. When you're dealing with tens of millions of crimes, it's basically corruption so big, it's like too big to fail. Though we can start indicting the kingpins, we can bring down the networks because it's only a few big networks on top of it. It can be done, but it is such a huge level of fraud, it's just mind-blowing. So we have all this other incredible news and Latin Kings publicly putting out a shoot-on-site order for any ICE agents in Chicago. Latin Kings is one of the oldest and most serious established Latin drug gangs, 60, 70 years old, very serious. He had shots fired at ICE agents over the weekend trying to kill him in Chicago. We got more outrageous behavior from Mondami. We got the Supreme Court with some big, whole bunch of big rulings, some good, some bad. There is a lot to go over here today and your phone calls. And, of course, General Flynn coming up here in just about 15, 16 minutes. Mike Adams joins us again, part two of the bigger discussion. How they're trying to engineer collapse, AI, how we counter it. I intend to take some calls for Mike. But at the end of the day, when we see Jack Smiths and Adam Schiffs and those people, they're just functionaries protecting the big multinational banks and corporations with BlackRock right at the top that launder the drug money, that steal the aid money, and that, you know, redirect it all over the place to buy up more infrastructure, to buy politicians, to bring in environmental laws, to take your property, to take your land. This is how they do it. And there was a clip Saturday I meant to get to, if you guys can dig it out. I have another clip of another lady pointing it out. I mean, I guess I could just say it myself, but they really break it down well. Mondami has announced that anybody that doesn't follow every environmental regulation or every environmental rule they've passed to upgrade your houses and put in all the solar panels and new insulation and get rid of your range stoves and all that, that they're just going to take your house or your apartment building. That's confiscating the land, confiscating means of production. That's communism. And, of course, you can't comply, but the big corporations can because they wrote the rules. So at the very start of the show, we aired a little three-minute boil down from last week where I explain how this works, and that's how it works. All this communism, socialism, leftist garbage is on record, developed by the British Empire, deployed by Marx and Engels 150-something years ago. And that was McCarthy's cardinal sin and the John Birch Society's big sin was that they figured this out by the 50s and exposed it. And, of course, it's all been declassified and confirmed. The leftists are the power structure. The globalist takeover is leftist in its deployment. It's very transhumanist, anti-human, social Darwinistic, beyond Hitlerian in its actual mode. It's very anti-human. It's very exterminist, depopulationist. But the liberal-loving flavors, oh, this is free, that's free. Oh, let us control your life. Oh, we love you. Be weak. Don't get a job. We'll take care of you. Because you domesticate things and debilitate things and stun things and confuse things and dumb things down before you completely conquer them and wipe them out. That's why women are almost 10 times more susceptible in studies to go into Stockholm syndrome when attacked or oppressed or enslaved. The majority of women, not putting women down, it's just well known, and women that are informed know this, will go ahead and serve their oppressors as a survival mechanism and will even believe it and create a reason why they're doing it. And that's why women worldwide vote the leftist in. They vote the transgenderism in to have their sons' genitals cut off. As the proof and the sacrament, the sacrifice to the state that is their husband, their pimp, that puts cigarettes out on them metaphorically, to prove themselves to it. Now, men in general, in a situation like this when they're dumbed down and things, they just, you know, kind of shuffle off and do their own thing and play video games and literally masturbate 10 times a day. I mean, that's what the studies show. It's very sad for men, too. I'm not just you know, attacking women. Women, when brought in as house slaves or under Stockholm syndrome, really the Roman model, they become dutiful servants of it and believe they're actually guardians of society. So they work very hard, not actual jobs or production, but to make everybody get in line and to henpeck. And the ultimate henpecking is to cut their son's genitals off or to cut their daughter's breast off. Talk about the suffocating mother. So mama's going to put all her fears into you. Let's get that Pink Floyd song coming in next segment. Because that's what this is all about. So the globalists are using psychology, and the people that are under this, they really believe they're on the moving on up. They believe that they're working with the system, and it loves them, and they're part of it, and it's a grand thing. And, man, if we could just have communism, if we could just get rid of the patriarchy, why, then we would just be blue skies and green fields and green acres and milk and honey and... everything would be great. They don't know you can go read 1,000-plus textbooks at PhD level on social engineering admitting all the control, how dumb they are, how they're going to sterilize them, how they're animals. You can try to hand one of these women or leftists one of these and say, they don't want to read a Pentagon battle plan. They don't want to ring a Stanford Research Institute or Harvard plan. See, because they don't want to admit something scary themselves. They can't handle it. They were already scared by life and scared by society, and they decided to Stockholm out. And so we can't focus our time on people under deep psychosis of Stockholm syndrome. We have to get motivated and find the men and women. And by the way, the women that are awake historically under these conditions are, on average, more active against tyranny than men. So I'm not singling out women. I'm just stating facts. Of the 20, 30% of women that are, they can be black, white, you name it, they come in all colors, in all backgrounds, that see through it because of their genetics, their upbringing, their background, they end up becoming the Valkyries that are even more effective on average than men fighting tyranny. Once women figure out something like this, woo! But that's why 80-plus percent of advertising and propaganda, according to Edward Bernays, he wrote this in the 20s, and it's still true today, is targeted at women. Because Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And Edward Bernays is the father of modern advertising and propaganda. So women need to know you've been targeted. Because you're the key, and the family is basically built and surrounded around you and society. And men will generally follow and do what you want if they believe it's for the betterment of women. So if the state can put a woman's face on it, or Black Lives Matter, a black face on it, then society can be taken over. I mean, look at these women. The left loves to put on Handmaiden Tale outfits, you know, the red and white nun outfit, and then run around and say, they want my uterus, they want to enslave me, they want a patriarchy, but then they go and demonstrate and love Islam, where they actually have to wear burqas. You see, it's all Stockholm syndrome. So, these are people that never had the cultural, historical, spiritual spark to understand what's happening. And so you can't get to them. Some wake up here and there, but it's okay. You just move on from them, and you find the women and men that are already quasi-awake to get them up to speed. We have to triage the situation. Because I'm telling you, you can't argue with a fool. They will just lower you down to their level where they've got more experience, to quote Mark Twain. All right, let's go ahead since I mentioned it, and then Flynn's coming up. This all ties together. Look at this. J.P. Morgan quietly helped Jack Smith target Trump media. Oh, yeah, deplatforming, debanking. We know all about it. They target the Trump family, you name it. Yeah, let's take your bank accounts while we criminally charge you and targeted thousands of his top supporters, including us. You go, oh, that's just J.P. Morgan. No, they have credit, internal banking credit services. And then when Morgan puts you in there as a danger and a flag, it makes all the other banks put you in as a flag. So it's a secret credit rating agency that I first exposed 8 years ago. Because one of the banks said, okay, this is a secret. We can't show you. It's got codes at the top of each one that was came to our bank. But and then I went and talked to my D.C. lawyers. They go, yeah, that's the CIA. They got a secret credit rating agency out of Boston. and they run it all. But here it is now, mainstream news. Here's another one. Leaked call exposes State Department back color revolution with global partners, ex-U.S. aid staff admit coordinating encrypted networks and foreign NGOs agencies against Trump administration. Let's play those two clips back to back.
It's happening. I think we're still in the like figuring that out phase, but I do think 22nd Century will be a great place to build those connections. I know John Hopkins is also working to bridge international domestic democracy conflict mitigation spaces, and to Hochul's point, actually just bringing in, like, we don't have to be intermediaries either. We can bring in actors or colleagues from around the world who have dealt with this directly, very specific issue sets, whether that's on tackling corruption or how to respond to corruption, mobilizing around corruption. We can bring those folks in and kind of be those facilitators.
By the way, hit pause real quick. Look at the two guys in the second to the top row. They have the UN World Economic Forum ESG list behind them, part of it. I mean, that's Build Back Better, folks. That is the Great Reset. This is literal global governance. All right, let's continue looking. Look at these chip on their shoulder, loon bat leftists, academics, USAID, State Department. Look at these people. This is the people scheming around, directing billions in NGOs that are really foreign intelligence agencies to target Trump and his supporters. Here it is.
I think those coordination structures are just starting to take place. And, you know, Walt, I think
international side, certainly our USAID community has very close relationships with locals across the entire world and have worked globally on global trends, global authoritarianism. This movement right now, we're very much framing it as an anti-authoritarian movement in the U.S., but dependent, you know, the authoritarians are networked globally. And this has our movement, our very movement that we're talking about right now, has the potential to ultimately be a global anti-authoritarian movement given our networks.
Yeah, so they're the resistance. And remember, Obama said, oh, we're going to focus now on Europe with money because they're really directing it back here to attack us. All right, just a little snapshot. We're going to break. General Flynn coming up with huge news next segment. Before we leave, it's ending today. Only ran Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today. You wanted it, you got it, even though it's selling out quick. The very best ultramethylene blue in the world. The best reviews, game changers. So good for your body, so healthy, so good for your stamina, so good for energy. It's incredible. We have the best ultramethylene blue. Buy one bottle of the liquid tincture or the pills and get one free. It ends tonight at midnight. And 25% off store-wide on top of that. All the other supplements, 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. You can cancel any time. Everybody that's going to buy anything should be a VIP, $30 a month. Instantly, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything when you are a VIP. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds this operation. But you are crazy if you don't get ultramethylene blue. If you haven't tried it yet, or you've tried others and kind of liked it, this is way stronger. This is incredible. This is the most insane supplement ever. You've got to get it if you've been on the fence, and it funds the operation. A total win-win. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Tonight's the last night. I'm cutting this emergency announcement on the evening of Thursday, November 6, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, just type InfoWars or Alex Jones into the search engine. You'll read all about the federal courts, the state courts, the receiver that's been appointed to come in and shut us down. He was here today. He said it might be next week. It might be in early December. They haven't decided when to shut us down. But we've set up the Alex Jones Network at AJN Live on X, Bill Alex Jones, Rumble. We have the new studios, new news sites we're going to be announcing and launching. The InfoWar lives on through you and I and the crew and everybody else. But right now, we need funds to keep InfoWars on the air just for the foreseeable future and for the new network, because the bad guys can't get the AlexJonesStore.com because Bigly, established for many, many, many years, dozens and dozens of major clients, they build the best quality shopping carts with the very best products, and they are our sponsor. So when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com, there is a huge sale that is only running until Sunday at midnight. So you got like 3 days 3.5 days. Any supplement you get, Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best Spike Protein, Pro Cardiovascular, Ultimate Life Force. We have it all. The best Irish Sea Moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research it for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. You can buy it once, cancel if you want, but get it first because you have a month to cancel. I know you're going to love it, and then keep it on AutoShip. But bottom line, you get 50% off. Also, if you're a VIP, $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime, you get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special sales, special offers just to you, and massive percentages off on everything. So if you're going to buy anything, become a VIP. But right now, at thealexshowstore.com, on top of that, this is what ends Sunday, 25% off on top of all those sales. That makes many of these lost leaders. And then there's all the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. Wearing Patriot gear out in the public is an incredible adventure. It's like being Donald Trump or Alex Jones or Steve Bannon. Go out and do it. Experience it for yourself and know your focus operation. You have kept us on the air despite all the attacks and Arctic frost. It's come out, we're all under attack because the bad guys hate us. But despite all those attacks, we're still here. And InfoWars lives on through the Alex Jones Network and through all of you. So take action right now. The sale goes until Sunday evening at midnight, Central Standard Time. Probably the biggest sale in the history of Bigly, thealexjonesstore.com. Have to check the other sales, other big ones, but 50% off on all the supplements and 25% off on top of it. Oh, and it gets more insane. Anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. It's the same shopping cart on your phone or the app on your computer. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical. They like to give you good deals, but not this good, because it's loss leader when you use the app when we have the sales going. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore right now. The sale ends Sunday, thealexshowstore.com. Thanks for being the reason we'll always stay on the air. You are the InfoWar. I'm the InfoWar. We're a family, 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ooh, babe. Ooh, babe. Ooh, babe. Because mama's gonna help build the world.
All right, it is 11:33 Central Standard Time, AM. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from Austin, Texas, from the embattled historic studios of InfoWars. Things have really come to a head, and I'd ask General Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to President Trump, and target number one when Trump first came in with the first administration in 2017 to be destroyed by the deep state. Now Comey has been indicted for his related crimes to that. And up front, to give a 35,000-foot view, I don't want to write ourselves into it, but we are in the center of it, Flynn particularly. It's Trump, Flynn, and then myself, literally mentioned the most, along with his family, in Arctic frost for destruction. Total civil rights violation, total conspiracy against rights, and the overhang of that is still attacking me. And we have Todd Blanche, Deputy AG, killing the investigations into me, though they're still going, but ongoing by others. I'll leave it at that. So to understand how real this is, Flynn literally has the tire tracks of this over him. All right? And I got the scars as well. So we're not victims. We're explaining how real the war is. You don't have two people here telling you about this from the outside, but particularly Flynn from the crow's nest All right. And so I'm not black-pilled that, oh, we're all doomed. I'm not white-pilled, everything's fine. No, I'm action-pilled. Yes, compared to the first administration, we're moving very fast, but it's not fast enough. So I've seen General Flynn recently say, we're simpatico on that. And if they get back in, even in the midterms, but especially in 3 years, Katie barred the door, and they've said that. They're coming after everybody. And they got Jack Smith's emails before this even broke. I was told about it, told you, that they had a battle plan to put tens of thousands of us in prison. Giant show trials. Up to 1,000 people tried it once. Okay? They were going to turn this place into a high-tech version of North Korea. So I want to get the big view from Flynn, and then what we need to do as the American people to back what Trump's doing, and just the larger analysis, because that's what he used to do, was brief the president on global and then into specific issues. And then obviously it's fortuitous he's on today. I'm trying to get him on for weeks. You've got the disgraced insider who we now know targeted Flynn with Comey, Mike Pence, saying he's thinking about running in 2028. And General Flynn, who everybody tried to get to run, said, no, I'm going to back Trump. We weren't even sure Trump was going to run when we were doing that. But he said, if Pence is running, he's running. So things are escalating very quickly. We also have looming indictments of Jack Smith, Adam Schiff, and a lot of others, which is great, but it also makes the deep state that much more dangerous. We have the Latin Kings, one of the most serious real Mexican mafias, been around 70, 80 years, saying shoot to kill ICE agents on site. They were shot at this weekend. So we're moving really into a very dangerous phase. General, that's my long preface. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And to your great audience and everybody else that listens, because these kinds of broadcasts get, global views. So the main target for me being here today with you, Alex, is inside of the Oval Office, particularly President Donald J. Trump, because I can see it in his commentary and the kinds of things that he's doing. And when he is asked about certain aspects of all of this stuff that you just kind of laid out, you can sense his frustration, frankly, not from the questions or from the questioner, but in his own team for not moving fast enough. Now, I saw a great friend of mine on another show here today and gave an interview and said, he wanted to let the American people know that we're moving fast. Nobody's going to, be happy with the speed, but they're moving at the pace that they move at inside of the government. Okay, what does that mean? Well, first of all, to take it to the 60,000 foot level, we are still in the midst of a coup, of a takeover, of an undermining of the United States of America, and it began well before Trump even decided. I mean, there was a decision made that when Barack Obama ran, why did Barack Obama run in 2008 instead of Hillary Clinton? There was a decision made a long time ago that we were going to have 8 years of Barack Obama, and then we're going to have 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and Alex, you and I wouldn't be around. So, and many, many others. So it didn't happen that way because a guy by the name of Donald J. Trump came down a golden escalator, and ran for president and won. And I was right at the center of that victory. And I like to believe that I had a lot to do with him winning in 2016, because I was out there at the pointy end of the spear with him touting what dangers we face with people like Hillary Clinton if she were to win. So all that said, in 2016 and in 2017, and we're starting to see some subpoenas coming out now, we have the one indictment of Comey, which is insufficient for everything going on. But it all began really in earnest there. Once Trump won, it was like, you just used the phrase Katie barred the door. It was, we cannot allow Trump to have any capability to be able to lead this country as the duly elected president. We are going to undermine him at every single element that they can possibly do that. And they did for his first 4 years, despite some of the great things that he did then. He was so undermined. And frankly, people like me were just taken out at the knees. And like you say, you appropriately said, I got the racetracks. They ran right over my body, right, thinking that I was dead, but they didn't kill me. That initial stage of a coup, of an undermining of a duly elected president, of basically destroying the fabric of what the American people actually voted for, has not ended. And these people are not about to go away. As you rightly said, and as many of us know, they're already contemplating coming back into power, you know, in 2026. You know, the results of this past Tuesday's election still need to be analyzed. And you know, a group of people that I work with and our team, we are doing a deep analysis on that to say, what were some of the issues? Was it the economy? You know, is it crime, or is it just an apathy in the GOP, in the Republican? You know,
I think there was a mix of that. I think apathy, but also massive evidence of fraud in all of the elections.
Okay, so let's say we still have massive evidence of fraud. So what are we doing about it? Right? I mean, this administration must deal with really a couple of things. Number one is reestablishing trust between the government and the American people. It is not done. So President Trump, that reestablishing of trust between the institutions of government and the American people is not there yet. Now, I know he does his part, and others sometimes do their part, but it's not there yet. People just don't trust our institutions yet. So don't lose sight of that. Number two, if he does not take and fix our election system, if he does not correct the problems of our election system, we're not going to have, you know, another result like Tuesday. We're going to have a worse result. And that's in less than 2 years now, in 2026. And we're going to see things be much worse. And they're going to move at a momentum that the left will move at, because they've always demonstrated their ability to, like you say, Katie barred the door. They will slash and burn their way. And just like they did after the very fake Fed surrection on January 6th, where we saw however many 1,400 people thrown into prison for a setup. What we now know is a setup of January 6th.
That was my next question. We now know the DOJ, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm still processing it, what I learned last night and this morning.
No, I'm not processing it because I'm done processing it. I'm done with the, well, we got this bomber and that shooter, and we had Ashley Babbitt murdered, and we don't even know what's happening with this. I mean, this was a complete setup because they did not want, they knew that they stole the 2020 election. Believe me, what's going to come out, and mark my words, mark the date on this interview, there is going to come out a conspiracy, and it happened before, while Trump was in office, and it happened well before the 2020 election. So mark it on your calendar, Alex, and mark the date of this show, because I guarantee there will be evidence that will come out, and that evidence is going to be absolutely outrageous. It is worse than Russiagate, and so I'm going to back up a little bit.
Well, let me stop and clarify.
I don't want to get hyperbolic.
No, sir, yeah. Please. I'm going to be very clear what I was going to say. I'm still processing what I learned at 7 a.m. this morning on that piece, but I can tell you that I'm on the phone with a lot of journalists and a lot of DOJ last night and this morning that called me and told me so much, my head's spinning. The part I'm still processing is what needs to be done about Kash Patel. I don't know if he's bad. I don't know if he's in over his head, any of that. All I know is they are 100%. They use the same software that they allowed the investigators to use to find the reported pipe bomber. We've known it was Capitol Police the whole time, now it's CIA. And 100% the DOJ is coming down with both feet through the FBI, trying to shut down the pipe bomber identity coming out. So what I was saying, yes, we know it's a total conspiracy. The whole thing engineered by the Democrats. That's been proven. I was there. That's known. We have, what I'm processing is, why in the hell is the DOJ and FBI literally going crazy trying to shut this down right now?
Yeah. So you have about 40,000 people in the FBI, about 40,000. That's a large organization. I had, you know, in DIA, we had somewhere between 20 and 30, right? So you have to have experience running large organizations. So, you know, that's not a lick on Cash or a lick on Dan Bongino or the other leaders there. But this, and they've only been in charge for a little while, and they weren't leading large organizations up to that point, like a guy like I was, where I was leading battalions.
Well, let me just say it. Why the hell didn't, I know Trump said he asked you a bunch. You've been working hard behind the scenes and publicly, but why didn't you get brought in or people you recommended?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of establishment, uniparty, if you will, but certainly GOP establishment that blocks people who they do not control, they do not own. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Kash Patel or Dan or any of the others are. I they're good people. They're hardworking guys. They took, I give them.
Yeah, that's what I'm processing. But regardless, right. Whoever's in there with the 40,000 is shutting this down right now.
Yeah, because you have to deal with reform immediately. You cannot just go in and go, okay, over the next 10 years, I'm going to reform this organization. Same with DOJ. DOJ as in totality has, tens of thousands more than the FBI has. The FBI is a part of the DOJ. So these are large organizations. And the level of trust inside, I can tell you, the level of trust inside is not there. They don't trust most people outside of their doors, outside of their office doors, which is a tragedy. So there's going to have to be a come to Jesus moment, and Trump's going to have to do this. All the stuff, get the government going, the economy, all these different, all the noise that's out there, it's all utterly meaningless. If we don't reestablish trust, we don't fix our elections, and we don't get to the bottom of the deep state and start indicting people and arresting people. I mean, these indictments on Brennan or subpoenas for Brennan and Strzok and Page, that's noise. And when is that going to happen? Is that going to happen today? Is it going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to happen next week? I mean, every single day that goes by, we are losing momentum. This administration will lose momentum. And let me tell you, the planning going on the other side, on this Marxist movement to take over the United States of America, which I'm not screwing around when I say that. This is not me being hyperbolic. This is is what we see happening.
Well, the Democrats are officially saying Mondami is the new model, a communist.
Guarantee, Mamdani will do all kinds of crazy things in New York City. They'll start. You're going to start hearing Mamdani if you haven't already. He's going to be touted for to run for president in 2028. I mean, these people are serious because that's the direction that they want to take this country, and they've been doing it since Barack Obama took the presidency in 2008. So this fight, this battle, this coup d'état, this ongoing conspiracy to take over this country has not ended. And we have got to stop kidding ourselves. There's no more Republicans and Democrats, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle. These people are your enemy. And I hate to say it like that. I hate the fact that we are in a place right now that actually breaks my heart, because as a guy who served our country and who was willing to die for this country, and I witnessed many others who did. When I look at things like that, I say, geez, this breaks my heart that our country has gotten to this point. But it has, because we have been complacent as a people. We have gotten apathetic as a government. And frankly, we have people inside of our government, to include those in the Republican establishment, who have corrupted our system and our way of life.
I totally agree. But let me just back up what you're saying. I want to ask some other key questions in the time we have left, which is really important. For people that don't know, and I know most of you do, the Great Reset's a global plan by BlackRock and the big banks to end capitalism, to collapse everything. Then they administer a kind of high-tech communism that they're exempt from. They planned that, as you said earlier, with Obama and then in Hillary to bring us into all of that. So we frustrated that, blocked it, but they're still going for it. That's why they want to kill the recovery. That's why they did the shutdown. That's why they're trying to sabotage and crash the stock market, because Trump wants people to believe the American dream, fix it, raise our morale, turn it around. Their whole plan is fully committed. So now they're trying to race, because they're behind, to the crash. And we have to get that message out to people that they deliberately know that Mondami and others are financial, political suicide bombers to blow up our major cities financially to bring the country down. That's it. They are torpedoes fired at the ship of America consciously. This is total war.
Yeah. So in 2022, early 2022, I was in the briefing for a very, very prominent person, where we showed how much money the George Soros Foundation paid for the 2020 elections. Okay. And it was over $2 billion. And it was money that was laundered and washed through different structures and organizations. And I mentioned George Soros because he's online every day, every single day. Somebody's talking about George Soros doing this, or now it's Alex Soros, who's partnered with Mamdani. I mean, we've got to stop kidding ourselves about the money that's coming into this country and going into the political pockets on both sides of the establishment. So this is not just a hit on the Democrats.
And Obama's been bragging that they're using NGO money, foreign money, to fight Trump now, which is treason again. Total election interference.
Right. Why was Doge shut down? Why was it shut down? Why wasn't Elon? I mean, look at the things that, that Doge was exposing. And yet, I mean, where's Elon? Did Elon get tired of exposing the truth? I don't think so.
No, they ran him out. We know.
He got too close. Exactly.
And Susie Wiles kicked him out. Trump's getting close to bringing him back. So you're saying he should be drafted back.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? And I just to sit here, because I know, you know, a lot of people watch your show, especially people in the White House and people in the administration. And his best advocate, I've been his best champion. There is no one that has taken a beating other than him, like me. None, even to me on the internet that are
and
total
lies. And you could
have
turned on him in a minute and they'd have dropped all their fake stuff, but you didn't.
Easily, but this is bigger. This is bigger than Donald Trump. This is bigger than where we are right now. This is about the future of the United States of America and whether or not we are going to have a legitimate constitutional republic in the years ahead. Well past Donald Trump, right? I mean, whoever ends up being in 2028 or 2032 or beyond, whether or not we get another 50 years out of our republic, never mind another 250 years. So this is bigger, and the United States of America and the people in our country, particularly those duly elected leaders. I mean, I just had two more people get a hold of me today that are running against these rhino establishment people in different states, you know, one for Congress, one for Senate. And they're in both cases, they're veterans, which I love. I love the fact that we have veterans starting to stand up to get back involved in service to the country in a political way. But we have got to figure this out, and we have got to break through this mess that we are in. And like I said, every single day that goes by that people in Trump's administration aren't doing something, I mean, doing something to get at those things, trust the elections and basically tear apart the deep state. And that includes, it's not just the FBI and some reform that needs to be in the FBI. It's all across the intelligence community, National Security Agency, Defense Intelligence Agency, National Geospatial Agency, FBI, the CIA. Oh, my God, the CIA. You tell me, you know, see if John Ratcliffe will come on your show and talk about the reforms that they've taken inside of the CIA. It's zip, none. So what I'm telling you is that we have people in our government that are there because Donald Trump put them there. So I'll stick that finger in his chest on that one, because he's the one that chose him at the end of the day. Maybe some of these people were brought to him. But these are critical positions, and if they're not doing what his intent is, then they're not doing the intent of the American people. And the intent of the American people is to basically get us back on in a path where we don't have to worry about this deep state anymore. We don't have, I mean, there's always going to be corruption, but we're talking about subversion and espionage directed against the United States of America from organizations like the FBI, like the CIA, like the DIA, like the NSA, like the Department of Justice, like the Department of State. I mean, all of these different organizations, and I will also add inside of the Oval Office. So send that little last 30-second clip to the White House, because I guarantee, Mr. President, this is the kind of stuff that is happening. And for the last couple of years, just in the little world that I'm in, we have like 8 federal cases in federal court right now that all of them would take down people like Jack Smith, take down people like John Brennan, take down people like organizations like the USAID even more than they've already been taken down. Take down, in fact, expose the billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been sent over to Ukraine and then laundered right back to the United States of America.
Bottom line, we should be seeing thousands of indictments, not 3. And yeah, that's better than 8 years ago. This is too, and you, like you said at the start of the interview, you see Trump will be in a press conference. He'll go, does the media want to ask about the corruption and the deep state and all the, and nobody does, because they're all scared to be put on a list. Because as soon as you start targeting it, just as soon as we start talking about the pipe bomber being Capitol Police and CIA, now all of a sudden I'm getting all these calls and all these things and all these threats. And, you know, and if it's still, it happened to me, which doesn't work, you know, it's going on everywhere. You know, when you're over the target, when that's happening. So obviously we just have to understand that the globalists, the communists, haven't given up. What else do you think they're going to try in the short term? They're clearly trying to crash the stock market. What else are the bad guys up to that we should be looking for?
Yeah, I would say that we should be very, very seriously concerned about a large-scale attack here in the United States.
General, that's so key. Your Zoom only cut out for that. Start over. I'll ask it again. So sorry, your Zoom completely cut out there. Please start over with your answer about what you're concerned about.
Warnings, and I listen to enough people, and I watch the tea leaves. Yeah, so I think that's number one.
General, you got to start over. Stop, General.
I'm speaking with.
General, your Zoom completely cut out for the last 30 seconds. Let's just wait till it stabilizes. Yeah, he's frozen. We got to reconnect. This is too important. You got to get into Pence running. You got to hold 5 minutes the next. Okay, oh, wait. It's back. Okay. Yes, the question, and then it cut out. What are the big
threats? How's that? I will. How's that?
You're back, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So briefly. Yeah. Yeah, the big threats. Number one, I really do feel like we are facing a potential, something that makes 9/11 look like a church, like a small church fire. And I hope that I'm wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. But the indications and warnings across the board. And that's just solely from my own, experiences and research of open source information. So never mind other things that I'm sure that they're getting inside of the National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA. What I worry about in that account, if an attack does occur, what I worry about is that the president is not being briefed by those organizations fully. And that's where the president of the United States needs to really shake these organizations up, shake the leaders up, and get them involved and make sure that he is getting exactly what they believe could happen. Because I'm sitting here today, not as some guy sitting on the wall, that just walked into the party. I'm sitting here as a guy who's very experienced in these things. So I'm concerned about that. The second thing, and as important, actually probably certainly more important really, is the life of the president. I really worry about him sometimes, when he's out there, he's such a people person, and he wants to be around people. That I want to make sure that the Secret Service is doing everything that it can to protect that man's life, because we need him for the full. We need him for the full amount of time that he's got remaining as president of the United States, because he's a fighter. He's a champion for this country, and he's doing everything he can. You're not always going to get the perfect team. Sometimes you're not always going to get the Super Bowl team, And right now, in some parts of his offensive and defensive structures, he's got some weaknesses, and I would just say that he needs to really re-examine those weaknesses.
You've got a very tight schedule. This is a two-minute break. I got to ask you about Mike Pence. Can you do five more minutes?
Yep, I'll do five more.
Perfect. All right, General Flynn is our guest, and we'll put on screen his websites and everywhere. You follow him on X at Jen Flynn. True American Patriot. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I know y'all are tired of me talking about this, but let's talk about methylene blue.
Methylene blue?
Methylene blue.
Methylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew.
Buy it before it's banned, because I just found another use for it after the bloody wart. It removed my face. I fell down the other day and scraped up my leg, and I added some of the liquid stuff here, the methylene blue, stopped the bleeding, alleviated the pain, and then I put a Band-Aid over it, and now it's healed up on, faster. So they don't buy it before it's banned, y'all.
That's great. I love how everybody in the InfoWars audience just buys methylene blue and just starts doing science experiments.
Well, it's known that it has topical applications to it, right? And you talk about the wart, other people have talked about, like maybe stomach issues here and there, other things. It has antimicrobial properties, but only really to gram-negative bacteria. So only really the bad things involved.
So there you go.
One more thing, y'all. I haven't slept 8 hours without urinating since I was like 20. This stuff is I don't have to go every 5 minutes. I'm like a 20-year-old as far as my prostate goes.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call, Bart.
I'm really proud of the Alex Jones store. When Bigley came in at first, I didn't really know what to think of it, but I saw the products they came out with, and they're willing to work with me, and I really got to have fun with them, and I got to bring some cool things to market, like methyl drive and power plant specifically, I'm very proud of. It's been a blast to get to work with Bigley. They work with some of the best supplement manufacturers in the country, and what I've been able to do with them is I've really been able to come out with a lot of these new blends that really are effective for people and have efficacious doses without the blend, without the fillers, without kind of, lower quality mixtures used to getting at certain places. It's been really incredible to work with Bigley.
Again, thank you so much. Check out thealexjonesstore.com today, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.